content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I will continue our readings from the book, The Ultimate Money Saving Challenge, Learn the Psychology of Money. This book is by Luke Zello. And we will pick back up in Chapter 5, where we ended last episode, titled The Poison of Debt, Avoiding Debt and Reducing Your Financial Stress. And the section will continue with Reconsider Homeownership. I know that owning a home seems like one of the most significant achievements in your life. It could even be the most expensive spending in your lifetime as well. However, rushing homeownership will lend you to troubles with debt. Even if you desperately want a house of your own, you need to be honest with yourself and consider your current financial situation. Considering your monthly salary and side hustle, ask yourself, can you pay for the home mortgage while still being able to contribute to your savings? Will it make a massive dent in your emergency fund? To qualify for a home mortgage, you must have a debt-to-ratio income below 43%. However, financial experts advise having less than 35% to relieve yourself from possible debt. Maybe right now renting an apartment is a better choice until you're able to save enough money to support a home mortgage. And recognize red alerts of credit card debts. When creditors regularly show up at your front door to collect your payment, you should consider it a red flag for credit card debt. Besides that, your current income only allows you to make minimum payments of your monthly bills on your credit card, and it does not seem wrong at first, but when you look closer, the balance will pile off quickly, and in a year, you will face a considerable amount of debt accumulated by the unpaid balance. If your credit card is always maxed out, it is also a sign of upcoming debt. Say you want to treat yourself again to a new pair of shoes, and your card has been rejected. It is either you have earned a horrible credit card history, or you have too much debt. Let us say you tried to pay off your monthly bill, but when you look at your wallet, there is hardly any money left to buy food and other necessities. Wanting to make an advance on your paycheck is also a sign of going into debt. When you learn to recognize these red flags, you will be able to put a halt to your reckless spending and evaluate your situation. Are you walking down the path of getting too much debt because of your credit card? If yes, it is time to take action. Do not treat shopping as a hobby. Shopping must never be seen as a hobby or a will that needs to be done every single day. Knowing how to recognize wants from needs will allow you to plan your spending habits. In today's era, shopping has become convenient and hassle-free. With the rise of credit cards and online shopping platforms, looking for the perfect mat for your living room can be done with just a click away. A report from the U.S. News and World Report states that even if only 5% of people are suffering from impulsive shopping, there is an alarming increase in the number of shoppers who are losing control of their spending due to the convenience of online shopping. Do you recognize yourself as one of those people who treat shopping as a regular pastime? If so, you need to rethink your expensive hobby. While shopping can offer temporary relief, it would badly hurt your finances in the long run. Consider switching to affordable hobbies that would clear your mind without burning a hole in your pocket. Other pursuits can take much of your time without expenditure, such as writing, drawing, painting, knitting, and sewing clothes. These hobbies do not have the financial downside that comes with shopping. And trim your housing cost. According to the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University, there is an increase in the number of renters whose monthly housing costs have exceeded 30% of their monthly income. These low-salary renters are cost-burdened with their housing choices and have struggled to pay rent on time or ended up under financial strain due to the expensive housing market. There is simple honor in living in the countryside if it means you can save a lot of money. Instead of living in a high-rise building where you stress yourself out every day looking for ways to pay for rent, consider trimming your housing cost. If you cannot afford to move out of the city because of your job, consider getting a roommate to split the rent to look for smaller apartments that could accommodate you better. As much as possible, stay away from high-demand areas because rents are higher. And never lend out your credit card. I know it is easy to trust someone, especially if it is a close friend or your partner, but lending out your credit card to them puts you at risk for unexpected payments that you are responsible for. For instance, you lend your credit card to a friend, and the person goes on a shopping spree. Worst case scenario, this friend could not pay you back in time. Of course, your credit card issuer does not know about this, and even if you explain it to them, you are still responsible for the pending payments. That means you have to pay for whatever purchases are made by your friend using your credit card. Holding a credit card requires great responsibility. Do not lend your credit card to anyone, including your partner. Prevent any chances of getting into debt by doing so. Effects of debt on your emotion. Do you know that debt can affect your mental health? Science suggests that being in debt can increase your risk of being ill. If you do not want debt to interfere in your life in ways that you could not imagine, consider getting back in the black. Here are the following ways that debt affects your emotions and your mental health. It increases anxiety. Being in debt makes you anxious. It is not a secret that debt can heighten your anxiety. Sweet's research suggests that people who have outstanding debt have stress levels that are 11.7 higher compared to an average individual. Debt can affect a person's psychological health. When you can barely keep your head above the water, and it goes on for so long, the damage to your mental health is tremendous. It can lead to depression. How many times do you find yourself sitting in the dark and wondering how you can pay back all those collection agencies chasing after you? The strain of debt can be too hard to handle for an individual, causing depression. Financial troubles are one of the reasons for deteriorating mental health. A study by Rutgers University in 2014 suggests that adults aged 51 years old and above are more likely to have depression symptoms by having colossal debt. Feeling as if you are not in control of your financial circumstances can be overwhelming and can lead to unwanted thoughts. It affects your immune system. High stress levels can eventually weaken your immune system. Debt can cause chronic stress to an individual, and in time it can weaken the immune system. Regularly thinking about debt and trying to find ways to pay it back always also leads to insomnia. When you're having trouble getting sleep at night, your body is more susceptible to viruses and infections. It prevents you from getting proper treatment. If you have a high credit card balance, you are less likely to visit a doctor, even if you're not feeling well. The idea of paying another bill while worrying about your current bill prevents you from getting the proper treatment that your body needs. Surging student loans, home bills, car payments, and other borrowed money can take a toll on your health. Worst of all, you think you have no right to visit a doctor after accumulating all those debts. It can affect your personal relationships. When was the last time you and your partner had quality time spent together? If you cannot remember because you're always fighting about money and debt, then it's not a good sign. A study in 2012 reveals that couples who frequently argue about money have higher chances of getting a divorce in just 5 years than couples who argue about other things. Hence, if a debt is the root of the misunderstandings, it is best to fill the rift before you grow apart from one another. Financial stress may cloud your judgment, causing you to turn against each other. Before it's too late, it is crucial to fix the problem between you before working together to improve your money problems. Debt is never a pleasant experience. It induces resentment and can be rough on anyone who is experiencing it. Some people find it's easier to resent anyone, their spouse, employer, or family members, to cope with that debt. For instance, you may resent your partner for not getting a high-paying job that could pay off your debt. Or you could end up resenting your employer for demanding work and paying so little. Other family members who are financially dependent on you could be the receiving end of your resentment as well. Sometimes when you're clouded with anger and frustration, it is easy to blame anyone else for the struggles you face. Money problems have become the root of many strained relationships between partners, family members, and workers. In the end, you will have no one to resent but yourself. You have made these decisions, and it was you who overspent, lost track of your expenses, and prioritized your wants over needs. In the end, debt makes you a resentful person. It makes you in denial. Maybe your way of coping with debt isn't blaming anyone else, but ignoring it. Some people are in denial of the debt they have because it can offer relief, only temporarily. If you've been blocking out the overdue notices, bank statements, and collectors chasing after you, then you are in denial of your debt. Perpetually ignoring your debt will only lead to a series of problems. You will never know how much you owe at the moment until it piles up, and you have to face reality. Besides that, you have to pay for the late penalties by continuously ignoring your debt. I had a client once who ignored her debt for months and pretended everything was all right. Ignoring her debt encouraged her to spend further until she sank deeper into debt. Not rationalizing how much money she needed to pay built a fantasy world that accumulated all her debt-forming habits. As a result, it took a toll on her mental health as she struggled to pay back her debt. It also affects your energy level. When you have too many debts to think about, it's hard to cheer yourself up and be energetic. You're continuously worried about how to pay off your debt and if you're ever getting out of it. This lack of energy can affect your decisions when it comes to your finances. It can even lead to reckless spending and purchasing things you cannot afford. It also causes elevated levels of stress. Another mental health toll of debt is high levels of stress. With the enormous amount of money crowding your mind, it is easy to go frantic thinking of ways to repay it. Having too much debt increases your stress levels, which can affect your work performance and your personal relationships. Job loss is the worst thing that can happen to a struggling person to pay off his existing debts. Besides that, having too much debt may make you feel guilty, even when buying the basic necessities. Even purchasing food or pumping gas for your car stresses you out because of what little money you have and the mountain of debt you still owe. An American Psychological Association study concludes that approximately 64% of graduate students are worried about their student loans to the point that it takes a toll on their mental health. People who have debt problems are most likely to have health issues due to elevated levels of stress, depression, and anxiety. The study concludes that a higher debt-to-asset ratio equals higher risk of depression and stress. It causes anger and frustration. High debt is hard to accept, especially if it keeps getting worse no matter how hard you work. The fact that debt should be something in your control makes it more frustrating if you can no longer keep up. Getting a student loan to go to college and finish your studies is reasonable. However, getting into debt due to your credit card purchases and impulsive purchases is another story. It's more frustrating and can bring anger to your system. According to a study by NerdWallet Health, about 56 million Americans struggle to settle their medical bills. It is also the number one reason for their impoverishment. The lack of an emergency fund for unforeseen circumstances such as medical bills, divorce, job loss, and primary home and car repairs can cause a massive dent in your money and lead you to a loan. If you got into massive debt because of a nasty divorce, regularly paying that debt serves as a reminder of that unpleasant event. In a way, it builds up anger and frustration that are hard to knock off. It also brings high levels of shame. People who are in outstanding debt are often embarrassed to share about it, even with their close friends. Having debt is an indication of not making enough money or bad financial management. Aside from that, it can also serve as a hindrance to achieving the life you have always wanted. A study by the American Psychology Association reveals that many graduate students are embarrassed because of their massive student loans. Furthermore, debt is not something you should be proud of when talking. More than not, people who have outstanding financial obligations do not want their friends or families to know how much they owe and are currently dealing with that difficult situation. Not talking about your debt to your trusted friends or families can even lead to more debt. For instance, if your friends are not aware that you're struggling with money right now, they may invite you to expensive dinners. You may also feel pressured to buy gifts for them on special occasions. A debt-free image to your family and friends can worsen your debt situation by buying things you cannot afford. And now we will move into Chapter 6, The Challenge. Now here comes the part when you need to challenge yourself. This ultimate challenge, however, intimidating at first, will change your life. This is the crossroads of your destiny, and you need to make a decision. Are you satisfied with the life you currently have, or do you want to improve it? If so, you need to take the leap of faith. Challenge yourself. It is okay to fear what lies ahead. If you cannot beat fear, just do it afraid. In this chapter, you will come face to face with the challenges in your life and how you're going to overcome them. These challenges will improve your quality of life and help you become a better person in the long run. Having healthy finances can change your perspective on the world and your attitude. Watch yourself try, fail, grow, and become the best version of yourself. Getting a credit card. A credit card may seem like an integral part of every American's life. However, when used irresponsibly, that thin plastic card can lead you to the darkest places of your finances. It can encourage irresponsibility, spending habits that aren't proper, especially if you are a new user. some traps and dangers come with applying for a credit card. When I first got my hands on a credit card, I was ecstatic, as I was proud. I thought that being qualified to get a credit card meant I had a well-paying job and could buy whatever I wanted. There's also an illusion of the, quote, free money that a credit card can give you. This fantasy world with a credit card lets you think that you are allowed and can afford anything with a single swipe. This is where the traps that I've been talking about come in, the dangers of using a credit card. Numerous studies have proven that credit cards indeed encourage overspending. A lot of people spend more money using a card than using cash. In fact, they are willing to pay twice the price when swiping their card compared to handing out cash. Why? Well, for starters, it is easy and convenient to pay with a credit card. There will be no more awkward shuffling of your wallet in front of the cashier and counting coins. With a single swipe of your credit card, you will get the illusion that the trendy lampshade you bought for your bedroom is paid. There is no pain of your cash flying out of your wallet. This is the very reason the balance of credit card users continues to skyrocket every month. Humans as we are, we have this strong urge to amaze other people with our plastic. We seek validation from being envied by other people due to our credit cards. As a result, we fall into the trap of overspending and struggling with debt. When I realized that I was falling into the vicious cycle of buying unnecessary things and barely making ends meet every month, I evaluated the, quote, joys that my credit card has brought to me. It was all nothing but temporary delights that can be replaced with more important things in life. So, I immediately went to my credit card issuer and requested that my credit card's personal spending be limited. I wanted to limit it to what I could afford to pay monthly. That way, I'm not tempted to live a luxury lifestyle that I cannot afford and that would leave me broke and indebted in the end. Sounds a bit too much? Let's take a look into the potential dangers of using credit cards. High interest rates make it challenging to pay off credit card balances. If you pay for your full balance every month, you will not have to deal with high interest rates. However, if you do not, then your interest payments continue to increase while you struggle to find ways to repay what you owe. In the end, you will be shocked by the amount accumulated due to rising interest. It makes it harder for you to pay off your credit card balance due to the high interest rates. As a general rule of thumb, you should pay the full balance in a month. This is why it's crucial to limit your spending to what you can afford to pay every month to avoid interest. That way, you can bring your balance to zero each month and maintain a good credit history. It has higher risk of getting you into debt. When you borrow money from a company to pay for your purchases, you're technically getting into debt. Unfortunately, with a credit card, it is hard to track the goods that you have bought until the pile of debt starts knocking on your door. You already know that debt can cause a series of problems, and not all of them are involved with money. Debt can result in stress, health complications, depression, and even suicide in the most extreme cases. It is hard to work on your financial goals if you are deep in debt. For instance, even spending money on your basic necessities leaves you little money to repay your debt, and the interest rate just keeps on increasing. With tons of debt, you will feel the need to delay your educational goals or continue working a job you hate because you have to pay your monthly bills. When you are no longer able to pay your credit card balances in full every month, consider it a sign leading to debt. When this happens, you have to set aside your credit card and live within or below your means. It can damage your credit history. Maintaining a good credit history is crucial for more important loans than a new pair of shoes or designer bag. For instance, you want to finance your vehicle because you need it for your business, but you cannot because of your damaged credit history. When you fail to pay a credit card debt within 30 days, you add damage to your credit score. The more you miss payments, the more your credit history is damaged. And when it happens, it is going to be hard to apply for financing for things that really matter. There's only one way to maintain a good credit score. Always pay your credit card balances full on time. It is crucial to keep the balance below 30% of your credit limit. That being said, if you think that your salary won't be able to cover the credit card balances for this month, then by all means, do not spend it on that pair of shoes. Different credit card terms can lead to reckless spending decisions. Did you know that a single credit card has multiple terms and conditions? That means with every purchase, there is a different rate. What you think is a harmless purchase can become your nightmare when you finally see the rates. Misunderstanding the terms of the credit card can lead to serious financial troubles later on. You can suffer from increased rates and fees that can pull you deeper into debt. To avoid it, you must understand the different balances and interest rates that your card may carry. When you first apply for a credit card, sit through and read all the terms and conditions. You can also ask your credit card issuer for any clarification. List down all the reward programs you can join and what rewards you can earn by purchasing. If there's anything you do not understand in your terms, look it up online and call your credit card's customer service for any questions and clarifications. And tracking your expense through multiple cards is stressful. Tracking your expense is one of the best ways to manage your finances properly. However, if you have multiple credit cards, it can be a challenge to track those expenses. This rings true if you're using a debit card and cash to pay for other purchases too. Not being able to track down the charges you have made with your credit card can easily lead to overspending. And we are now out of time for this episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.